And now we move from outer space to inner space. Plastination is the extraction of bodily fluids from human and animal cadavers, replacing them with hardening resins and elastomers, and then posing the bodies in perfectly rigid forms. This seemingly morbid type of corpse preservation was created by a German doctor, Gunther von Hagen, as a novel way to study human anatomy, and it has been the subject of a controversial exhibition touring the U.S. called Body Worlds. Living on Earth's Dennis Foley spent a day at the Boston Museum of Science to collect some insights from a few of the living bodies walking around the exhibit and has this audio portrait.
This plastinate shows a thinker, sitting deep in thought, watching and observing.
I think it's gross. It's funny, but it's gross.
No. This is not entertainment. This is information. There's a lot of difference between entertainment and information.
The person is gone. It's just the body. The body's going to rot anyway, so why not use it for educational purposes?
A person's body with only muscles, and they took out the bones of it, and then the bones are over there.
They clearly are people. The fact that the name isn't offered to us doesn't change that.
Well, I think that's what makes it easier on people, the fact that it is anonymous. If you knew exactly each and every corpse in the place, then it's going to freak the crap out of everybody. But
if you're going to go so far as to position the bodies in a lifestyle, then you need to, you know, giving them an actual personality as opposed to just a body.
I don't know. I'd donate my body to it.
To be displayed like this would be, you're being made into a statue. So I can see why people would volunteer to donate their body to this particular exhibit.
I have two boys, and I could never, ever, ever in my life have them displayed like this, ever.
Well, I wouldn't want my family going through something like this. I wouldn't want them, you know, knowing that I'm off in a museum somewhere.
It sort of creeps me out, but I don't know, just that the feeling that these were real people and that you're actually just looking at them.
The internal organs, the chest and the abdominal cavity, and they've made it so that she looks like she's diving off of a platform.
It's a wonderful way to show the beauty of it.
It's truly a remarkable dissection. It truly is artwork.
Like the muscle man is kicking the soccer ball.
Just the eyes. The eyes. Just looking at me. It felt like they were just staring into me.
I would think part of the point of the bodies exhibit is to show what's kind of going on inside of all of us.
This is what I look like on the inside.
It's just exactly what you are underneath.
I don't like how, like, we're on display out here like that. It's freaking me out. They didn't turn to ashes. They didn't disintegrate. They just still intact.
How does it make you feel to look at all these?
Scared.
Yeah.
Me too. Scared.
Maybe Mom made the wrong decision.
As much as it is disturbing and controversial, it's something we need to know.
Our Body World sound portrait was produced by Living on Earth's Dennis Foley. To take a peek at Dr. von Hagen's work, visit our website at www.loe.org. Next week on Living on Earth,
up that lazy river with me.
The Grand Cascapedia River in Canada has some of the largest salmon in North America. And Hoagie Bix Carmichael, son of the great singer-songwriter of the same name, is hooked on the river and its rich history.
I loved the beauty of the river, seeing a bald eagle land as I was casting for a rising 20-pound salmon. And it really did feel that I needed to come back here.
Fishing with Hoagie, next week on Living on Earth.